With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. After a week of conflicting statements among Trump administration advisors regarding trade with China, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer went on CBS's Face the Nation and explained that U.S.-China trade negotiations need to reach a successful end by March 1st, adding that it's a hard deadline.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a hard deadline. When I talked to the President of the United States, he's not talking about going beyond March. He's talking about getting a deal. If there's a deal to be gotten, we want to get it in the next 90 days.
And he went on to explain that U.S.-China trade negotiations need to reach that successful end by March 1st, or new tariffs will be imposed.
At the end of 90 days, these tariffs will be raised on $200 billion from 10% to 25% if we don't get a satisfactory solution.
Meanwhile, the trade war effects are being felt much closer to home. This year, price for soybeans have fallen about 10% since May, based on China's decision to drastically cut back on the amount that it buys from the United States. And that leads directly to the pocketbooks of farmers and the agriculture business in general. Farmers who couldn't break even this year are going to feel the pinch next year. But many say they are optimistic that the trade war could be coming to an end soon. For more information, head to aginfo.net. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, look us up online at aginfo.net, or you can always like us on Facebook.